Fresh Air book critic John Leonard has a new book to recommend. The British author Sarah Maitland has a new novel called Three Times Table. One of her previous novels, Daughter of Jerusalem, won the Somerset Maugham Award. And she also wrote Map of the New Country, a study of women and Christianity. John Leonard has a review of Three Times Table.
Sarah Maitland's Three Times Table is that vanishing wonder, a novel with characters we care about, an intellectual stimulation, a wise child enchantment, and a magic box of Christian symbols. Imagine, from London, a feminist C.S. Lewis. We're at the end of a tiring day for 74-year-old Rachel, a paleontologist and curator of a museum of dinosaurs, who has just repudiated her faith in Darwinian evolutionary gradualism. It's been an equally tiring day for Rachel's daughter, Phoebe, a 37-year-old socialist feminist gardener, who had once upon a time been a brilliant mathematician, and who has finally gone to the doctor about a lump in her breast. And it's been an exhausting day for Phoebe's daughter, Rachel's granddaughter, 15-year-old Maggie, who has had to go through her first menstrual period, no longer a child, and bereft of her dragon. If you think Maggie's dragon is imaginary, that's because you haven't read Maitland's novel. Darwin and mathematics may be imaginary. Maggie's dragon is not. I'm not going to tell you about Martin, Rachel's awful husband, Phoebe's adoring father, or the dull men in Phoebe's life. Three Times Table is about women surviving to save one another, not St. George. From Rachel, we hear a lot about digging for fossils and DNA and Jungian anthropology. We also meet catastrophe theory. According to catastrophe theory, the world did not emerge from a delicate overlapping of species, a subtle interconnection of environment, climate, food chains, mutations, and adaptations, but from cosmic clash, accidental, inexplicable, random choice, smashing into the patterns, Big Bang thinking. Rachel used to believe that dragons were deep race memories of dinosaurs. Now she's worried about sister stars of the sun, with names like Nemesis or Kali, in long, wicked orbits that rain down mass extinctions on us every 26 million years or so. From passive Phoebe, we hear a lot about politics and plants, as well as the burning clarity and brilliant patterns and complex elegance of numbers. She mourns the day of her father's death, when she abandoned math and virtue. She has fallen in love with a lump in her breast. It grows sweetly like a bulb. Have I painted it myself? Did I plant it like Blake's poem? This dark lover, she says, might take her on the last great adventure, to a land where numbers and patterns will be alive with emotion and meaning, and where the inaudible note of the ninth planet will complete the perfect tune, will break and remake the octave, and she will play it on the cello, her legs spread around it. From Maggie, we get dragon lore, night colors, the magic and intimacy of the courts of childhood, the power of flying through space above the singing whales and lunar rainbows, the Great Wall and the World Tree, the Amazon and Babylon, and the terror, too, of falling like Lucifer. She has decided she must leave this labyrinth of memory and desire for what she calls the daylight of loving and needing. Her dragon won't let her, until, like St. Margaret of Antioch, she binds it with a daisy chain, until, like anorexic Joan of Arc, she assumes on her bed a cruciform and lets the sky crash down. Really, wonderfully, all in one witty book, Mothers and Daughters, Sex and Death, Angels and Darwin, Dragons and Dinosaurs, plus, and I kid you not, Salvation Through Love and Work.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Three Times Table by Sarah Maitland. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.